Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I have the fabric version of the Midas touch.
You do?
I do, yeah. Everything I touch turns to felt.
Felt.
Yeah, I just, yeah. I wouldn't be so lucky.
The fabric version.
Yeah, the fabric version.
I like
King
it.
Midas.
Yeah.
True story. Hey, thanks for joining us. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
Well, we forewarned these poor folks that we were going to be doing bad dad jokes.
Yes,
so
yes.
We just as well get started.
Just get started.
Right off our bat in the opening, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right, yep. Why are elevator jokes so good?
I don't know.
Because they work on so many different levels.
You know, so it begins.
And so it begins. And let it be said. Let it be written.
Yes.
There you go. Let it be done. When does a joke become a dad joke?
A good question.
When the punchline becomes apparent.
Apparent. Okay.
When does the punchline become apparent?
Uh-huh.
After the delivery.
There
you go. And it's not going to get any better today.
I like that one.
These things are terrible.
That was a good one.
These are bad. Yeah. I always used to get small shocks when touching metal objects, but it recently stopped.
It did.
Needless to say, I am ecstatic.
Ecstatic. Now that was a dad joke.
That was
a dad joke.
You know, we probably better mention that we can't tell our dad jokes.
No.
Our dad's jokes.
No, we cannot.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Why do Norwegians build their own tables?
Don't know.
No IKEA.
Oh, dear.
I know.
I like that one.
I know.
That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Why did the coffee go to the police?
I don't know.
It got mugged.
You got mugged.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You know, and there's some of these that I'm just flat going to skip because I just don't even think they're worth talking
about.
Not
even worth
nope.
it.
No, that's
right.
That's
a bad dad joke there.
I knew I shouldn't have had the seafood.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm feeling a little eel.
Eel.
Yes.
A little eel.
I'm feeling a little eel.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Ew.
Yes, that's right. What do prisoners use to call each other? Cell phones.
Yeah.
Man. What lies at the bottom of the sea and shakes?
And shakes.
And shakes.
Don't know.
A nervous wreck.
A nervous wreck. Okay.
Yeah, some of those are okay.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, right. What do you call an old person with really good hearing?
An old person with really good hearing.
Yes.
Don't know.
Deaf defying.
I like it.
Right?
Yes.
Right. My wife keeps telling me to stop pretending to be butter.
Why?
But I'm on a roll now.
But I'm on a roll.
Mama.
I happen to like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A father in Iraq gave his daughter a new handbag.
Uh-huh.
What did she say?
I don't know.
Thanks for the Baghdad.
Baghdad? Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's just a total ripoff.
It's a total ripoff.
It is.
It is.
It Man. Is. Right. Now, this one is kind of stupid, but if you think about it, it's maybe somewhat clever.
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Don't know.
Cliff?
No.
It's as long.
No.
Just as long as the seagull doesn't.
Mm. A whole right. hour of this?
Yes, here we go.
Ooh.
Got a great show, though, in front of it.
Yeah.
The Bar J Wranglers are riding along
Sweet.
With us. Pat Richardson has some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We have Richard Alloy and Jim Stafford, Doc Males.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about we start with Riders in the Sky?
Why not?
The Trail Tip Song.
Hey, old little old lady, the old little old lady. When I was just a greenhorn buckaroo of 22, life's rodeo had throwed me. I was hung up and confused. My life just sort of grinded to a stop. So I went down to the barn to see my pop. He pushed his dusty cowboy hat back on his graying head. Said, son, I ain't learned much from this old cowboy life I led. Of course, there are some trail tips you might recall. To get you through this vexing veil of tears without a fall. Always drink upstream from the herd. Never look straight up at a bird. Man, when you get bucked off, get back on. And son, don't squat with your spurs on. Hey, old little old lady, the old little old lady. Well, you know how Kit is. He don't take no one's advice. I had to drink downstream myself before I saw the light. True wisdom takes some time to understand. And it was only this morning at the crack of dawn when I pulled my breeches and my boots on and I strapped on my brand new silver shiny spurs with a hand engraved portrait of John Wayne and the 2 1/4 inch razor point rowel. And I stumbled over to the campfire for my morning coffee, squatted down to watch the sun come up, and I suddenly realized I could still learn something from my dear departed dad. Always drink upstream from the herd. Never look straight up at a bird. When you get bucked off, get back on. And don't squat with your spurs on. Take their spurs off first. Hey, old little old lady, the old little old lady. Hey, partner, please pass the salve.
Well, those are all just very good pieces of advice.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's right.
Good
hey,
stuff.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
Sure glad you good folks are riding along with us. Sure glad you resisted the temptation to not tune in this week.
Exactly.
When we told you we were going to be doing bad dad jokes.
Well, there's a lot of dads out there that need some new material.
This is true.
So we're going to save a few lives.
Yeah,
today.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
You can just see the kids rolling their eyes in the back mm-hmm, of their head mm-hmm. and going, Dad, don't do that.
Just stop it.
Quit.
Just stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You got any favorites?
Well, I do.
Okay.
They're all your dads.
All my. Oh, right. But
yeah.
But you can't say them
and
on
we,
the air.
We talked about
you,
this
you,
earlier
you
in
can't,
the intro.
You can't say these
we
on
can't
the air.
We can't use dad's jokes.
Yeah. He always had some good ones. But we only heard dad tell jokes when he was standing around his friends.
Yes.
All right. Right. And we were young, impressionable
mm-hmm.
tender ears.
Oh, very, very.
Listening.
Mm-hmm. Intently.
And, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of a joke that daughter Sadie told.
Yeah.
She heard you.
Heard me say
tell
it.
A joke.
Yeah.
And she started telling the joke in a delicate company. She said, Sadie, where did you hear that joke? Well, Dylan told it to me. Well, where did he hear it? From Uncle James.
From Uncle James, yeah. You can't say
you
that.
You can't repeat Uncle Jim's jokes, okay?
No.
You can't.
Oh, dear.
Do you have any that you can repeat?
Well, you know, there's the turtle joke.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and the snail.
The turtle and the snail.
Yeah,
right.
What did the snail say while he was riding the turtle?
Right.
A wee!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Got windburns.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I like that one.
Well, yeah. what about the Snell that got run over?
Yeah, Snell got run over.
Yeah, he got run over in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I know.
And so they called the Snell ambulance.
Yeah.
And the Snell ambulance came and they picked up the broken up little Snell.
Yeah.
And they put him in the Snell ambulance.
Right.
And they took him to the Snell hospital.
Yes, they did.
And they asked him, Oh, I screwed it up already.
No, you said, son, you look terrible. What happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, I got run over by a turtle.
Yeah, and then.
It happened so fast.
It all happened so fast. I don't remember what happened. Those are terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
How does Darth Vader like his toast? On the dark side.
On the dark side.
Yeah. All right.
Well, what's green and goes slam, 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 slam?
I know this one.
You do.
I do.
It is a four-door pickle.
It's a four-door pickle.
That's right.
Yeah. What's green and red and goes 1,000 miles an hour?
I happen to know this
you
one,
do
too.
It is probably not one I should, but anyway.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It's a frog in a blender.
Frog in a blender.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Oh, these are bad.
Ooh.
Can February, March...
Yes.
No, but April, May.
April, May.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. All right. Oh, my goodness. How about, I am the Norse god of mischief, but I do not like to talk about it. I guess you could say I am low-key.
Low-key.
Oh,
that's a groaner. Oh, that is a dad joke.
You know, that one's just wrong. I apologize. So let's just go to a cowmercial.
Let's
then.
Do it.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. And
when we come back, Al Doc Mail is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.